shall we play a game?
It's a new game, only this time the game is real. Can you handle it?
Everybody play the game.
Play.
Time to play the game.
All right, that is the theme for America's favorite overnight radio quiz show. It's the Overnight Arcade here on WGN. After a long hiatus, the arcade is back open. I am your quizmaster, Brian Noonan. With me tonight, very excited to have keeping score, Esmeralda Leon. She's going to do her best to keep score, and if she doesn't, well, that's all right, too. Look, oh, don't panic, Esmeralda. It's okay. You're going to be fantastic. And okay. Dan has prizes. We've got all kind of things. If you didn't get through to play along with us on the air, then make sure you play along at home, because during the Overnight Arcade, at-home wagering, not only encouraged, but expected. Let's meet our players, shall we? Of course we shall. First, we'll say hi to Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. What do you do, Terry?
I'm a police officer.
Oh, really? Are you on duty right now?
No, I just left, and I am driving home.
Very nice. How was your shift tonight? Hopefully not too much action?
Long.
We'll leave it at that, Terry. Do you know 70s music?
I'll do my best.
All right. You will be playing against Jill. She is in Milwaukee. Hi, Jill. Welcome to the game.
Hi. So nice to hear you on the radio this week.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And Jill, remind us what you do.
I'm a medical laboratory technician.
A medical laboratory technician. Wow.
So we draw your blood, and which people love, and we test it for disease. And,
ah. All right. Are you doing that tonight? Are you working tonight? Or are you?
No, I'm at home.
Chilling. What do you? How do you do on 70s music?
I think I should be pretty good. I'm 52, so that should be right in my sweet spot there.
Let's hope. Music. All right, well, here's how it's going to work, Terry and Jill. I'm going to play you 5 seconds from a popular 70s song. If you can name that song, well, guess what? You get a point. If not, oh, my goodness, you'll be sad, and your opponent will get a chance to steal and get 3 additional seconds of that song. Yeah. Now, first 1 to 5, or whoever is leading when time runs out, will be our winner. Terry, Jill, do you understand the rules? Are you ready to play the game?
Real quick question. Just call out my name. I say my name.
Well, no, I'll tell you. We'll take turns. So I'm going to flip right now. We're going to see who's going to go first. So hang on. Terry is going to get the first song. So Terry, stand by. You're going to get 5 seconds of this very popular song. Are you ready, Terry?
Yes.
All right. I have to see the buttons. Here we go. What's that song? Where is it, Dan? All right, what's that song, Terry?
Is it Venus?
Is it Venus? Yes, it is. That's how we play the game. I haven't done the arcade in this studio in forever, so I have to remember where everything is. But yes, Terry, that's how we play the game. You are on the board. Fantastic. All right, that means we now move on to Jill. Jill, I ask you this question. Hold on. What's that song? What's
American
that song?
Woman.
Oh,
American Woman.
American Woman.
Yeah!
Yes, very good. Now we've reached the end of round one in the most cumbersome game ever to be broadcast in America. Esmeralda, what is our score?
We are tied.
We are tied.
1-1.
1-1. Terry, the police officer, and Jill, our medical lab tech, tied at 1. We come back to Terry. Terry, here we go. Tell me, what's that song? What's that song, Terry?
Ides of March. It's
Oh, so close. So close. Oh, that time is up. That means, Jill, you're going to get a chance to steal. I will give you 3 more seconds of this song. What's that song? What's that song?
Vehicle?
Is it Vehicle? Jill with the steal. And we stay with Jill because once you steal, it's still your turn. So, Jill, let me ask you this. What's that song? What's that song?
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Awesome!
It is awesome! And that's the end of another round. Esmeralda, do we have a score?
Jill's killing it. 3. Wow. Terry 1.
Jill is killing it. 3-1. But Terry, don't lose hope yet. It'll soon be time to lose hope. But now is not the time. Now is not the time to lose hope. If you don't get this one right and Jill steals it, it might be time to lose hope. But let's see. Are you ready, Terry?
Sure.
Are you focused?
I'm in.
All right. What's that song? What's that song?
The Rockin' Robin.
Is it Rockin' Robin? No, it is not Rockin' Robin. Not Rockin' Robin. All right. Jill, that means you get another chance to steal. Are you ready?
Yes.
You get 3 more seconds of this fine, fine song. What's that? Easy. What's that song, Jill?
ABC.
ABC. From the Jackson 5, ABC is absolutely correct. All right, Terry, now's the time to panic. Because it's Jill's turn again. And Jill, you know what this means. You have 4. If you get this one right, you will be our big winner. If not, you will give Terry a chance to steal and come back into the game.
All right, we'll give it a go.
Oh, I like your upbeat attitude. Terry seems a little less enthusiastic. He's sitting there stewing. I can
tell. Maybe he's too young or something.
Maybe. He's had a long shift, you know.
Yeah.
It could be the AM radio. Who knows? All right, Jill, enough of the chit-chat. Tell me, what's that song? What's that song?
Oh, man, it sounds so familiar.
It should. It's a big hit from the 70s.
Yesterday.
That is incorrect. It is incorrect. That means, Terry, you're still in the game because you get a chance to steal. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell me, what's that song? All right. What's that song, Terry?
Tomorrow Once Again.
Oh. No, ladies and gentlemen, that is, of course, Fire and Rain from James Taylor. Fire and Rain. Esmeralda, not familiar with that song either.
Baby James. Sweet
baby James. But that
is wasn't coming to me.
That's the end of the round. Where are we at, Esmeralda?
Jill has 4. Terry has 1.
All right, we're back to Terry. Terry, you ready? This could be the turning point for you, Terry.
I'm in. Let's hit this hard.
All right, here we go. What's that song? What's that song?
Oh, I'm so much better with artists. Oh.
Like paintings? Like Jackson Pollock? Couple of seconds. And we come back to Jill, who has 4. Jill, if you successfully steal this song, you will be the winner. If not, we just keep going, because I'm here till 5. Are you ready, Terry? Ready, Jill? Here we go.
Yes, I am.
What's that song? What's that song?
Is it Wild World?
Is it Wild World?
Yes! 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 Wow.
It is, in fact, Wild World. Everybody very excited for that. Esmeralda, give us a final score so I can make it official.
Jill 5, Terry 1.
Jill 5, Terry 1. Congratulations, Jill, on the big win. Terry, well played. Let's go into the prize closet where Dan is sitting. I don't know why he's sitting in the closet. He should just come out and talk. But that's all right. Dan, what do we got? What do we have for Jill, our big winner?
Well, Jill, for being our big winner, you win a $25 Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best dip dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicago locations or order online at lumelnatis.com.
Wow. Did you say dip dish?
I probably did.
Dip dish. That's better. A lot of people eat deep dish. I don't like that. I like a dip dish. Listen, Jill gets some pizza, but I don't like to send anybody away, especially somebody who's putting their life on the line as a police officer helping us out. Do we have something for Terry? Terry something?
Let's give Terry a Lou Malnati's gift certificate as well.
Why not? I don't think that cheapens Jill's victory at all. So Jill gets some pizza, Terry gets some pizza, and you both get my undying admiration for playing our game.
Yes, and real quick,
yes, sir.
Terry, thank you for your service and doing what is a thankless job. And you be safe. Stay safe.
Jill, you want to hear a funny story?
Sure, why not? It's like a love connection. What's the funny story, Terry?
I was an MTASCP as you.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, we get the police in the ER all the time for accidents and, you know,
well, let's hope Terry stays safe and everybody else. Thank you. Thank you both for playing the game.
Thank you.
And we will. Let's see. Do we have time for another round? I want to do another round because the first one got a little clunky. 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. You want to be caller 4 and caller 5 at 312-591-7000. And we will play another round of What's That Song 70s. You did very well keeping score that time, Esmeralda. No need
Thank
to panic.
You.
You are very welcome. Let's do this on WGN. Yes, it's time for round 2 of the Overnight Arcade here on WGN. This morning we are playing What's That Song 70s Edition. Let's not waste any time. Let's meet our players, shall we? First, we will say hi to Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hello, Brian.
And what do you do, Nick?
I am in the witness protection program.
Very nice. So, Nick, obviously not your real name, but that's all right.
No, it is. It is my real
You're
name.
You're just not a very bright witness. Is that what you're telling us, Nick?
You tell me in about 10 minutes.
Oh, ooh, wow. Look at that. Nick feeling confident. I like that. Well, we'll see how good you do against Dan. He is playing against you. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the arcade.
Hi, Brian.
And what do you do, Dan?
Right now I'm retired, but I worked in the computer field for about 30 years.
The computer field. Very exciting. I needed some computer help today. Dan, you were nowhere to be found. I can't... that's not really your fault. All right, gentlemen, here's how the game is played. I'm going to, when it's your turn, you will get 5 seconds from a very popular song from the 1970s. If you can name that song, well, guess what? You get a point. If not, your opponent will get a chance to steal. First 1 to 5 correct answers, or whoever is leading when time runs out will be our winner. Let me flip it up and see who will go first. Dan will go first. Gentlemen, do you understand the rules? You ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. So we will start with Dan. Dan, here's the ever-popular question. What's that song? What's that song, Dan?
Oh, pass.
Dan just passes. That's all. He just passes.
Maybe I was busy when that was a popular song, I'm afraid.
So. Maybe you were building a hard drive or something. So you have passed. That means, Nick, you get to steal right out of the box. I'm going to give you 3 more seconds of this song just so you can feel like you got your rightful due. Here we go. What's that song? What's that song, Nick? Easy. What's
Maggie May by Rod Stewart.
Maggie May by Rod Stewart.
Good job. Keep up the good work.
That is exactly right. Way to start things off, Nick. And because you got that one right and it is your turn, we stay with you. And I say to you, Nick, what's that song? What's that song?
Lean on Me.
Lean on Me.
That is correct.
That is correct. The great Bill Withers, Lean on Me. Esmeralda, this is probably pretty easy for you now. This
is working out well.
It is. What's the score?
Nick 2, Dan 0.
Nick 2, Dan 0. Nick taking a huge lead. His witness protection confidence paying off early in the game. I don't know how we can continue this, but we will because it's Dan's turn. Dan, you got to get on the board by telling me, what's that song? What's that song?
You know, Brian, this is a bad excuse, but my phone just isn't picking it up that well. I know that's a bad excuse.
That's a horrible excuse, Dan. I can't... my sympathy for that excuse is almost non-existent.
Well, I understand that. You know, I'm not sure what that is.
Not hearing it at all, huh?
No. Go ahead.
I gotta buzz you, Dan. And then, Nick, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You want the 3 seconds?
No.
Oh, you want to just guess?
Yes.
Oh, what is it?
Alone Again Naturally.
Alone Again Naturally.
That is correct.
That is correct. Wow. Look at that. Nick didn't even need the additional 3 seconds. Now, Dan, my Dan, Dan Shagru, we've got, is there any way we can boost up the volume for Dan, our contestant? Because right now he's, well, he's getting his butt handed to him.
Let's try to put him on hold. So when he listens to the song that way, maybe it'll be a little bit louder.
Wow, that's going to...
Well, I picked it up real well on the radio. In fact, I would have won the first round. But that's sour grapes. I don't want to travel on sour grapes.
Let's not do that. Let's not put a taint on the whole affair, Dan. Let's not throw a wet blanket over the whole proceedings.
No, I'm very proud of Nick.
So am I. And Nick, I got to tell you, it's your turn again because you stole it. So let's see how you can keep going. And well, tell me what's that song. What's that song, Nick?
That would be Carly Simon's You're So Vain.
Well, now he's just stretching it out to build dramatic tension. Esmeralda, we haven't called on you because Nick has just been dominating, but would you like to give the score?
Yes, Nick has 4, Dan 0.
Dan has 0. All right, Dan, I'm going to. This is your turn, and I await your next excuse. I can't wait to hear it, but... My question remains that your excuses may change. My question remains the same. What's that song? Get down, get down, get down, get down. What is that song, Dan?
Could it be Get Down?
It could be. However, it's not. But it could be. That was a good guess. An educated guess, I would say. All right. Now, we come to Nick for the steal. Nick, you have 4. If you steal this, you will win. And everyone who is looking for you outside of the Witness Protection Program will know where you are. They will know that you have vanquished Dan in the Overnight Arcade. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Do you want the 3 seconds?
No. If I don't get it, then...
No. Then you're going to have something to complain about. Here's your 3 seconds. Fair is fair. Everybody gets their music. All right. What's that song, Nick?
Is it Jungle Boogie?
Is it Jungle Boogie? It is indeed Jungle Boogie. And with that, Esmeralda, give us a final score because I want to make it official.
Nick swept it. He's got 5, Dan 0.
Dan completely shut out. Could be a phone connection. Could be lack of musical knowledge. Could be that he took a nap during the game. I don't know. But Nick, congratulations on the big win and for evading prosecution by getting into the Witness Protection Program. Dan, what has he won?
We're going to let you win a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Probably a good idea to order online. That way, if your phone is tapped, they won't hear your address.
And you go just pick it up. Don't have anybody deliver it.
You're too kind.
You're welcome. And listen, I like Dan, and I like the fact that Dan had some excuses that we could not verify one way or another. So I would feel bad if Dan went away empty-handed, other than the fact that he got 0 correct.
Let's give him a Lou
Malnati's. We're going to give him some Malnati's, too? Everybody's eating pizza. That's fantastic. Congratulations, Nick, on your dominating win. That's what I'm going to call it, a dominating win.
I would now welcome Dan into the Witness Protection.
It was fantastic. Both of you did a great job. I am glad that you were here to play the game. So hang on, gentlemen, and we will get Dan. We'll get all your information. But thank you for playing. And thank you, Esmeralda, for being our scorekeeper.
I know you're very smart.
You were very nervous about that, and I don't know why.
Because if you start throwing in more numbers, like maybe they get 2 points.
Oh, no, I don't.
And then one.
No,
and
it's
then
always
half
1 point.
One.
I don't get into that kind of craziness. It's a point of song. Nice and easy. That way I could do the math if I had to.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not being do with fractions and algorithms and algebra. All right, let's do this, though, and then it'll be news time.